When Judge Gableman was asked on the campaign trail how he would handle cases involving backers like Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, he said whether or not he would recuse himself would depend on a few factors.
Whether the money was given or support was given directly to the particular candidate, in what amount, and at what length of time has gone by in between the contribution and the case at bar.
Because Gableman never really laid down specifics, his recusal policy may not become clear until people have had a chance to observe his behavior on the court. But with so much money spent on the court race, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe says justices are put in a tough spot.
They're damned if they do, damned if they don't.
Last year's election of Justice Annette Ziegler is a case in point. Ziegler has adopted a recusal policy where if a case before the court involves her supporters, she lets opposing counsel ask her to stay off the case. It led to a deadlocked 3-3 court in a recent high-profile real estate decision.
On the one hand, if they do have a clear financial conflict of interest, if they clearly have a big campaign supporter involved in a case, they have an obligation, an ethical obligation, to step down and not hear that case. But if they do that, it can frequently make it difficult, if not impossible, for the court to do its job.
Even with Ziegler's recusal policy, she did sit on a major tax case where WMC members have a big financial interest. But her policy is consistent with court rules, and it's an option Justice-elect Gableman has left open for his 10-year term. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.